Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Belief, the Ultimate Key of Success, where I reveal the groundbreaking, leading edge, top of the heap, a number one absolute ultimate key to help you achieve your dreams. Because if you can conceive it and bring yourself to believe it, you can and will achieve it. There is no other factor that even comes close to the importance of belief to turning your desires into physical reality. Yes, belief that your desire is real and worth your effort, but most importantly is the factor of self-belief. Believing you can do it, believing you can achieve your dreams, believing that you can be, do, and have whatever you want. The process of success is very simple. Believe it, and you will receive it. But of course, the key and factor, the tricky bit, is getting to a place where you actually believe it. So hopefully, my video and podcast will help guide you in that direction. So enjoy my video and podcast, Belief, the Ultimate Key of Success. Bum, 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 bum. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you like this video or podcast, please comment and share it with your friends. Tell me how much you love it. And bless your friends with these amazing teachings by forwarding it to them. And check out the amazing array of support and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator on my website and my many videos and podcasts and supportive goodies at zakiron.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Belief. The ultimate key of success. Bum, 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 bum. Thanks, sound effects, man. Belief is the ultimate key that you must master in order to achieve your desires and create what you want in your life. Belief is the final piece of the puzzle that turns thoughts into reality. Desire is step one. You've got to know what you want. You got to have a target to shoot for. And even though a burning desire trumps all doubt, it is belief that is the last brick that completes the edifice that is your power to create your desires into flesh. An alcoholic must first develop a desire to change their life for the better, but it is only belief that solidifies that desire into a reality and helps them actually achieve that mission. For an alcoholic, a drug addict, or any destructive habit that a person would like to not have and desire, and the desire to change in their life, creating a new, positively supportive success habit is absolutely imperative to give the reward that person is looking for from the habit and also replace the bad habit with a good habit. But a new habit alone is not strong enough to obliterate an old habit, because that old habit has years and years of old momentum. So from a law of attraction perspective, it's like it's still this big heavy freight train still moving. It's got years of momentum still driving it, especially if old triggers of stress are encountered that were the original spark that began the fire of the destructive behavior in the first place to kind of squash and repress that pain. So what is strong enough to ensure success to actually form a new positive, successful, healthy habit is belief and the power of group support, which is tied to belief. It's an extremely supportive element to help you believe that you can achieve what you want. Because if you witness someone else succeeding at your desired outcome, especially someone who has overcame similar issues as yourself, you become a believer. And when you begin to have similar success from taking similar steps as your predecessors, you become a true believer because you have had a direct and intimate experience that belief works. So in a group supportive experience, in a community supportive experience, the first level of belief is seeing other people succeed that have previously been where you are and who now have what you want. They've achieved the success that you desire. This is the power of the classic Alcoholics Anonymous meetings and the power of the group vibration and the power of group belief. If that guy can do it, so can I. If he's been through all that shit and I've only been half of what through he's been and he succeeded, well then I can also overcome such insurmountable odds and achieve success too. The same power of belief inspired by a community of like-minded people exists in my business as well, which is why I'm involved in it. It's the most cooperative, supportive business structure on planet Earth. And it relies on what Tony Robbins calls the seventh power, which is the power of self-belief, but that it has been inspired by group belief and group support and community support of like-minded individuals. This is also the power of AA meetings and gambling alcoholics and anonymous meetings and sexaholics, etc., etc., and why a non-clinically based organization that's not led by doctors or psychologists, etc., has such great success in helping people create supportive change in their lives. It's the power of the group vibration. Going to meetings and creating new routines and new habits is one very strong step. And no longer associating with destructive people, similar people that you used to fall into the same patterns with, of course, is another classic step. Forgiving yourself is another classic step. But those alone and the other steps are not enough for ultimate success. Belief is the final clincher. Belief in God is part of the belief soup, especially for some people. But we're still not to the final key yet. Belief in a system of success is certainly helpful. Believing in a community is certainly helpful. But individuals in that community can let you down. So that is obviously not enough to ensure your success. The final key to success at anything, whether it's kicking a bad habit, or whether it's succeeding at some sort of endeavor, whether it's giving up alcohol or drugs or losing weight or succeeding at business or succeeding at sports or some sort of artistic or musical or artistic or creative endeavor, whatever your dream or desire is, the final key that will ensure your success is belief, and especially self-belief. Believing you can do it. Believing you can achieve your dreams. That guy can do it, so can I. And that self-belief can be encouraged by surrounding yourself with like-minded, success-oriented people in supportive communities. Thus, again, the success of AA-type meetings and other similarly oriented supportive communities. In my business, we have a massively supportive community of like-minded, success-oriented people all banding together for the same cause, for more fun, for more freedom, to build a legacy, to help inspire other people, to help change people's lives, help third world communities, but especially just to help people improve the quality of their lives. And we have the similar priceless benefit like the classical AA meetings to personally witness other people's, you know, that are other people that are just like us succeeding at our business. This seventh power community supportive vibration is not usually available to most people in the typical world, especially in the typical employment situations, corporate America, corporate Australia, corporate Europe, corporate wherever you're at, where there are limited positions of advancement available. So, co-workers are more competitive rather than supportive to your success. But in my industry, that is based on the seventh power of the group, supportive vibration of like-minded people who all want each other to success. Everyone is rooting for each other's success. Everyone wants everyone else to succeed. And because we each have our own individual businesses, there is no petty jealousy when someone has advanced to a higher position because they have not taken anything away from me, and instead they become an inspiration. Oh yeah, we can be envious, oh, that person has succeeded before me. But, you know, once you get over that kind of stuff, then they can just be an inspiration. Hey, if they can do it, so can I. Just as there is no petty jealousy when a person witnesses someone's success at an AA meeting because they have not taken anything away from you, they can be, again, an inspiration to help you succeed and help you believe that you can succeed. So if you want to succeed in life, you are going to have to become a master of self-belief. To accomplish that, there are daily success habits, daily success rituals, and I emphasize daily success rituals that you absolutely must engage in on a daily basis. That means daily, every single day of the year, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. You can study those daily success rituals on my video and podcast page on my website at zakiron.com. But essentially, similarly to getting over bad habits such as drinking alcohol or smoking or overeating, etc., the bad habits most people have are habits of failure rather than success. Most people have been trained to be failures, not really successes. We've not typically been taught how to succeed at life and be free. We have not been taught how to create businesses for ourselves and how to create passive income and how to invest our money, etc., etc. How to invest in real estate, etc., to achieve financial freedom. Our dreams have typically been squashed by the people we love, rather than encouraged by the people we love. We've been taught how to be good little employees and to be happy doing what we are told, rather than pursuing our own dreams and desires. So we must learn how to reprogram ourselves for success and reprogram ourselves to achieve our dreams. We must replace old destructive or unsupportive habits with supportive, encouraging success habits to inspire our beliefs in our success that we can achieve our dreams and desires. And when you develop this level of belief and begin to succeed at your endeavors, you become a huge benefit to others in two ways. One, other people who are where you have been and who want what you have can see that their success is possible because they are just like you and their belief level begins to grow. And if it can grow enough, if their belief level can grow enough to inspire them to now get off their lazy ass and take action, and if they join forces with you and join your community and follow your lead and allow you to be their mentor, etc., like the structure of my business, their success quotient, the chances of their success grows exponentially. Because, two, you believe in that. And other individuals believe in them, in the group, in the community, and believe they can succeed, which empowers your self-belief even more. So whatever you want to create in your life, the keys of success are available to you from me and the countless other success trainers out there in the world. Tony Robbins, T. Harv Eker, Robert Kiyosaki, just to name a few. And I highly recommend blessing yourself with these amazing supportive trainers and the teachings they provide. And I recommend attending live events to capitalize on the power of the group vibration. And, of course, I always recommend Abraham, channeled through Esther Hicks. And I encourage you to contact me as well and ask for my support. Ask for me to show you the supportive, belief, success-oriented community that is such a blessing in my life that has, first of all, brought me immense joy and helped me meet amazing people all around the world and have created amazing, intimate friends all around this amazing planet. It's helped me be able to travel the world and achieve financial freedom. So contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and I'll be happy to show you how to create a life of non-stop fun, freedom, and fulfillment in your life. And if you would like some personal support to empower your self-belief to get you fully on track and fully charged up to achieve your dreams, contact me now at freesession.info. I'll give you a free 30-minute tune-up session. So that's ilovefreedom.info. And of course, when I introduce you to what's behind that, you join forces with me, you lock arms with me, you're also going to get my guidance, support, and mentorship free of charge. And I'll show you how that happens. And of course, that other website is freesession.info if you'd like a free 30-minute session from me. I look forward to meeting you and making a new friend, and I look forward to playing with you and traveling with you and having fun with you and helping you create the joyful, abundant, healthy, wealthy, and magical life that you have always dreamed of achieving and why you came to this earth and got into this fabulous body that you are. So, thank you for watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you have got something from this, if it inspired you to believe, if you believe more now or you'd like to believe more, you know, contact me and share this with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for more supportive goodies to help you become an amazing, deliberate creator of reality. Come get yourself a free copy of my book and video series at freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to my podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun and adventure on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!